Now, friends, do we have Tarla? Yeah, we do. Okay, we go to Tarla McConnell, and Tarla is, you know, he's a wonderful fellow, but he's somewhat like a bad rash, you know. You think it's gone, and no, it's not. It's back again. But anyway, stirring the pot for an extremely good reason. Let me welcome a friend of ours, indeed, close friend, Tarla McConnell. He's a producer, a writer, advisor, you know, to Ireland's Great Hunger Museum in Quinnipiac University, Hamden, Connecticut. And Tarla, you're at it again. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Adrian. I'm, I love being called, being a rash. That's great. That's such a great Adrian line that I will steal it. And you know that in our business, they say great artists don't copy, great artists steal. And I will steal that. But Adrian, it's great to be on your show. But before I get into me, I want to just say congratulations, Adrian. I heard the great news that you have been given the Ireland's Presidential Distinguished Award this year, and I am thrilled. I think it's fantastic. So I want to say congratulations, and wow, that's just the best, and well-deserved.
Thanks, Tarla. I'm going to have an awful job trying to get over myself. But anyway, let us go to...
You've had years of practice. The Hunger Museum.
Yeah, I want to, preface, you know,
sure,
because please. I am sure that there are people somewhere around the world, you know, who are familiar with the expression, you know, there's no point in beating a dead horse. And basically, it's kind of for those who say, hey, what has happened, happened, and stuff does happen in Ireland, and it happens in America. And I'd like you to start, just since you've been involved since, since day one, well, before day one, as a chief advisor to the Irish Hunger, Ireland's Great Hunger Museum in Hamden, Connecticut, and a close advisor to the man who made it happen, the president of Quinnipiac University, John Leahy. So we're not going to beat a dead horse, because maybe... Judy Olean, the board of directors up there, think that if they put a hasp on the door and double locked it, that'd be the end of it. Take it from there, Tarla McConnell.
Well, Adrian, you and Anya have been supporters from day one as well. And, it's not for nothing that you helped to create the Irish Hunger Memorial in New York, in Manhattan, which is a great triumphant achievement. But the Great Hunger, the story, is what's in that building. It's not just about the building. It's about the story. And what's unique about the building, the museum, is the fact that the Great Hunger story has been told by wonderful artists and great scholars. So that was all in the building. So there we are, you know, moving on about 7 or 8 years as the museum progressed from being an idea into being a reality in Hamden, Connecticut, that suddenly here we are, a new president comes on board at Quinnipiac, decides to close the museum without any discussion with the community that helped build the museum. Yes, it's Quinnipiac's property, and it was Quinnipiac's through John Leahy. It was their support that created it. But it was the Irish community that actually built the story with all the artists. I'm thinking about Rowan Gillespie, the sculptor, whose great work is in Dublin, at the Famine Memorial in Dublin. John Behan, who's a magnificent work, The Famine Ship, is Ireland's national monument. Christine Keneally, a scholar, one of many scholars who have contributed to the background of the story. So here these things are all going on inside this beautiful little building in Hampden that this new president had the audacity to shut down with any dialogue with the community. So, you know, so about a month ago, we thought, well, this is outrageous. What is going to happen to those works? These were given, many of them were given as gifts or substantially discounted because it was a museum by the artists and by others, and people gave money to support the museum. Even if you give $1 to the museum, you're a stakeholder. You're part of it. So how dare this president, this new president of Quinnipiac and the board of directors, how dare they close this down without as much as a word to the community? So with that, Adrian, a bunch of us got together. We'll just call ourselves the committee. And the committee were made up of people who were outraged that this was happening. And we invited other people on to join our supporters group. And there's some very fine people, including some lawyers, attorneys. And those attorneys are leading a legal challenge to the university through the offices of Connecticut's Attorney General, a gentleman by the name of William Tong, himself of an immigrant family. And, you know, so the case is now with the Attorney General for investigation on why it was shut down, how it was shut down, and, you know, for me and supporters is, how can we move forward on this? Can it be reopened? Can the board rethink this? Or if the collection, or at least the collection must be kept together. The story must be kept together because this is the most unique way of telling Ireland's greatest story and actually one of America's greatest story, because they say something like one in four Americans can trace their background to the famine refugee immigrants. So, you know, so we're trying to keep this magnificent story alive. And that's what our aim is. And as you know, this coming Saturday from 1 to 5 outside the museum in the beautiful town of Hampden, Connecticut, we will gather for a salute to the museum and really a salute to the collection and hope that it brings more attention to the cause, that it's a positive outcome. So that's the plan, Adrian.
Tarla, it's high time and music to the ears, of course, just in case, you know, the powers that be, including Judy, God bless her, think that, you know, she runs a university, she can do whatever she wants. And to a degree, I suppose she could, you know, put a new chimney on, you know, on the gorgeous building. But every single bit of art and artifacts and history inside does not belong to her. It's not her, you know. Well, what was that wonderful word that you used to describe audacity? You know, when we're talking to each other off air, we use in other words that audacity. That's good for radio. It is, but you know, we know that she and the board up there, you know, aren't going to send this stuff to a warehouse or, you know, no. You made the silly decision to do that. You thought it would never, you know, wouldn't be an issue and so forth. You know, outside, you know, you don't have to go to the Irish community or outside of the Irish community. What about the students? What about those in the university? You know, when John Leahy, you know, opened that museum, this was for, number one, the benefit of the students and those who have, absolutely tremendous interest in, you know, in the famine and also, you know, their heritage and their lineage. It's something, but I tell you, we can express that. And, you know, Hamden, Connecticut is not that far, an hour and a bit from New York, New Jersey, everything. And it's not going to be a day of speeches or it's a peaceful salute.
Yes. And we hope to have musicians and, and kids, children, and, you know, we'll have little artworks for the kids. And it really is, we're looking at it, it's really a salute, and it is a salute. It is a salute. You know, I had Ray O'Hanlon, the great editor of Irish Echo, say, Turla, is it a picket or is it a salute? I said, it's a salute, and it's very important that we phrased it that way. Because, you know, our whole interest, we even have a proclamation, you'll be delighted to hear that we've used that great Irish word, a proclamation. But we even have a proclamation about what our intent is. And I'll just read you just a little tiny piece of that. You know, we say that the museum was born of a moral vision to continue in the visual and artistic remembrance of the famine. And so we invite artists, educators, historians, docents, volunteers, all standing by ready to support every effort to reopen the museum, but short of that, to at least safeguard the collection. And we're committed to working, you know, under the auspices of Quinnipiac. We're not trying to get rid of Quinnipiac. John Lely and Quinnipiac were monumental in getting the story started. And being around as long as I've been around, you know, we know that museums start one place and can go another place. Even the great Metropolitan Museum, even the Museum of Modern Art, they started in other places and ended up where they needed to end up. So maybe it is time. Maybe this museum, the collection will move. But the important part is the collection inside that building will stay intact, because that's built on something absolutely rare, not just bronze and paint. It's built with truly artistic vision. So we're all behind the part of it of not having a big row over this, but looking at how can we make this happen? How can we bring this? How can we ensure that everything stays in place? And equally important, that the university under Judy Olian is definitely not in a position to sell off any of the artwork. You know, how dare they even think about that? But I think, frankly, because the Attorney General is now involved, they realize that they cannot sell work that was part of a donation or part of a nonprofit institute. As I said, if you gave a dollar, you're a shareholder. So there's that. So, you know, our sense is let's recognize the value of that story and try to have a very positive outcome, because that it deserves that.
Okay. That's next Saturday, friends. It's in Hamden, Connecticut, and a beautiful spot, a nice drive from wherever you are, and from 1 to 5. It's the man in his own words has told us that it's a salute to, you know, Ireland's Great Hunger Museum. And and it is, which makes it difficult for those who know know Charlie McConnor, that he would, that he would be offended with, you know, Ray O'Hanlon saying that, God forbid, he would, it's not a protest. You're from Donegal. And you protest, you know? If you were going to mass, you'd protest. So enough there.
Right.
All right. Again, it's next Saturday. Let's get information for Saturday.
All right. So basically, it's Saturday from 1 to 5. It's on Whitney Avenue at Woodruff Street. And for those who are on Facebook, and we realize the world is not on Facebook, but for those who are on Facebook, all the information and some wonderful stories from media all over and from individuals all over are on the Facebook page, which is Save Ireland Hunger Museum. That's our Facebook page. Save Ireland's Hunger or Great Hunger Museum. And you get all the information there in the word that you need. If you need, then of course, our newspapers, Irish Echo, and the Irish Voice has done amazing work. Debbie McGovern.
Incredible.
Has done amazing work in broadcasting everything to do with this. So Irish Central carries many, many stories. So for the Irish, just go to your Irish, favorite Irish sweet spot, and you'll get lots of information. But Save Ireland's Great Hunger on Google, it'll come up as well. But the bottom line is, Saturday, October 30th, in Hamden, Connecticut, beautiful spot, midway between New York and Boston, because John Leahy's vision was to put it in an area that could capture the two great cities of Irish America. And, you know, where do those students all coming from? But within there. But Adrian, I just want to add one thing. The museum is not just about art and scholarship. The museum is really, in this day and age, where cancel culture is the way of the world, you know, where we're tearing down statues and memorials to people, and we find out we really didn't approve of what they did, particularly in terms of slaves and misogyny and all kinds of issues of the day. In the time when memorials and monuments are being pulled down, here's a museum that speaks directly to the biggest challenges on our globe today, the challenges of refugees, the challenges of food insecurity and hunger, the challenges of rotten government policies that create these conditions where people have to flee their own home. Here's a museum that speaks to not only that happening, but to the other side of that, to how those refugees became Americans, how they helped shape America, how they changed the tone of the cities of America. This museum is all about that. It's about how we move forward. And one of the most moving things I've come across are some of the docents in the museum who will all be there on Saturday. The docents will tell us stories about school kids coming into the museum, not of Irish-American background, but young children who have come in with their own parents from some of these distressed countries and saying, putting their hand up and saying, we came on a boat too. We came like that too.
Okay. You're even getting me riled up now, and that's something, you know.
Well, you know my slogan, Adrian.
Yeah.
Agitate, agitate, agitate.
And you,
thanks to Frederick Douglass and Daniel O'Connell.
Yeah, okay. Well, my agitator friends, we'll see you there. And for anybody, of course, who would like information about, Ireland's Great Hunger Museum, the closing of the museum, and our interest in making sure that if we can't get it open and with that swinging door, they sure as hell are not going to just sell off bits and pieces of the history of the famine and history of Ireland. No way. Okay, thank you, Charlotte McCann.
Thank you, Andrew.